It's all DIY. I tell you, know, I actually came up playing a little bit of punk in the late 70s. So the DIY thing kind of, I think that little gene stuck with me. And, you know, as you say now, it really serves me well because, you know, you do all your own online publicity and do your own mailings and, you know, splash together a few graphics real quick. But, yeah, you know, but you have to make it look competitive.
Right.
You're right.
What are your favorite tracks on the album? Have any particular preferences? Or?
Well, we like that first one a lot.
Right.
Obviously front-loaded it that way. There's a slow blues on there, the third track, that we really enjoy. You know, being a live record and having played, you know, a fair amount of different styles, jazz and that kind of thing, mm-hmm. you know, we gave ourselves permission to stretch out a little bit.
Right, and you should. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, and we feel like, you know, it's a live record. We're not saying these are, the arrangements are strict verse, chorus, bridge, you know, arrangements. So, but that one we really stretched out on the, we feel like the energy on that one, we really got it right on Burn Slide. And it's sort of a nod to one of my favorite, juke joint guys who just passed on, Earl Burnside.
Right. Who was amazing. I've saw him several times and just
blew
me away.
Yeah, oh,
he was
man.
A phenomenal musician. And it's good to see he finally got the recognition he deserved before he passed away because, you know, for a while, a lot of people never saw him except down the juke joints in Mississippi Delta.
Right.
And then he, finally some people caught on to him, and he was just did really well for a little while.
So, yeah.
Really interesting musician.
Yeah.
Nice guy to talk to, too.
Mm.
Kind of unique.
That must have been a treat.
So it was. Yeah, amazing musicians. And the movie that was made about them, which... title escapes me at the moment. I think it was Deep Blues, actually.
The Robert Palmer documentary.
That was
yeah.
a beautiful movie. And if you ever have a chance to see it, and you might around the Cambridge area at some point, I highly recommend you go out and get it.
It's, definitely.
Or see it. It's an incredible piece of real music about the real blues and a nice thing. So check it out. Anyway, why don't we give this a listen to then,
okay.
and we'll continue on here. We're talking to Paul Spadell, and he's here with us this afternoon here at WMFO, and hope you enjoy the music. Stay tuned. Thanks. That's Burn Slide by the Paul Spadell Band. And Paul is with us here this afternoon here at WMFO. Glad to have you here.
Thanks, Morgan.
And I don't know if Jim's listening out there somewhere, but he will be able to hear this show afterwards. One of the more recent things we've been able to do now is we actually archive all our shows online so that after the show is over, you can actually download the whole show. So when you get home, you can actually relive this experience, should you want to. I don't know. Maybe you won't, but whatever.
Yeah.
That was me? No. but yeah, it's the album is available on PSP Recordings, which I'm assuming is an abbreviation for your name.
That's right.
Just a hunch. But the Paul Spadell Band, it's paulspadellband.com. You can get their records directly from that, or you can go and see them. And I highly recommend you go see them because live performance music is the best thing in the world.
Definitely. Nothing replaces
it. It never is half as good as to have a CD as it is to see the live performance.
Absolutely.
But it's also great to have the CD because then you want to go home and get it, you know. So tell us a little more about how you're going to do this. You're going to pretty much stay in the area for a little while, but hopefully you'll get on the road with us again at some point.
Yeah, I kind of like the singer-songwriter model. People develop a fan base of sort of a niche, you know, people who really like the music rather than, trying to shotgun your CDs and, mm-hmm. you know, hit every national publication you can. We've gotten some really good reviews with the print and the zines online have been really supportive of us, and it's been helpful for the press kit. But, we play a kind of music that, you know, after been doing professional music for 20, 30 years, you kind of figure out how to put your heart into it, and you find what you like to play. And so, you know, we're trying to reach people who like to listen to the kind of things we do and also kind of the same reference points. Mm-hmm. You know, definitely going back to the blues, you know, Blind Blake and Sunhouse and Tamperette are some of my favorite players, but you know, it's not 1930, so you know, we play with the gear that's available to us, but we also play with you bring your experience to it.